All right, so you're in Phandalin, and it is New Year's Eve day in the year two. So it's the year two, and it's about to be the year three. Yay, three!
So this is like 20 years ago?
This is like hundreds of years ago.
And it's, so it's a.m. right now?
Yeah, it's the morning, and you guys wake up. And you are in the Stonehill Inn. It's a little bed and breakfast. And you guys
I'm standing outside.
No, you're waking up in Stonehill Inn. And you don't quite remember how you got here. But you look across the room and you see that there's another traveler in another bed.
Pause. How could I fit in that?
It's a big fantasy inn.
Super big.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like a carpet that
And so you look over and you see that there's a sorcerer in the bed next to you.
A sorcerer.
And the sun is coming up. Do you say anything or do anything?
Common and Draconic. So I'm probably going to speak Common to him because he probably doesn't even understand Draconic.
I say, hello. What's your name? How are you?
And I say, how did you get here? I thought this was our room.
I don't know. I just flew until I got so tired that I just landed here.
So while you guys are kind of talking, you hear a huge crash from outside the window. And you hear a bunch of screaming and people yelling and running.
And we're like, hold on, this is business we have to do.
And you look out the window and you see in the street there is a 15-foot-tall cyclops who has a huge club, and he's smashing horse carriages and yelling and growling at all the people.
And I jump. Wait, are we on the top floor? Please say we are.
Yeah, you're on the top floor.
My bone horse is next to the window, or below the window. I jump out of
and
the window.
And land right on the horse?
Land on the horse. I call, come down, dragon. He flies down and
yeah. So I definitely fly down. Should we roll initiative?
Like for who goes first? So you guys are just coming out. There's not a fight yet.
Could I have my box?
You can grab my dice too.
You get these dice.
Yes. Please keep those safe. Don't use your dice.
Okay, I have a full set of dice.
Cool.
Wait, what?
Okay, so you guys just flew out in the street, but what do you do?
I ride and check and I examine.
I'm gliding, examining.
Okay, so you guys are examining?
Yeah.
All right, roll a perception check, each of you. Roll a d20. 18.
I'm missing one, but...
You don't have a d20? Use this one.
No, I have a d20.
Oh.
This is fine, yeah. But I'm
d20.
Missing... D20. Okay, I know where... I'm missing a d4, which I know where it is.
All you need right now is a d20.
Yeah.
19. All right. So you guys look and you see this cyclops is really angry. He's got kind of a little bearded man with a little hat. He's got him by like the scruff of his shirt like this, kind of holding him up off the ground. He's got a club in the other hand and he's yelling. And because your perception check was so good, you can kind of hear, he doesn't really speak common, but he's like, and you hear that he's yelling that the guy that he's holding up cheated him, and he's the ogre is cyclops guy is smashing horse carriages.
What does cheating mean?
Cheated, like he tricked him. He's mad at the little guy that he's holding. That's what you perceive.
He's probably a hobbit, right?
Like a dwarf, or an elf.
Yeah, he's like a little dwarf guy, but he's got a little bowler's cap, like a little round hat with like a brim all around it. He's got a beard, and he's in like a vest. He's like, Rrr! What do you guys do?
So he goes close.
I yell out at him and say, what did you do that made him so angry?
Who are you yelling at?
The guy with the vest.
You yell at him?
Yeah.
And
what did you do?
He hears you and he says, I stole a golden egg, but I didn't know it was his.
I try to, like, swoop down and, like, see if I can, like, grab him out of the Cyclops' hand.
Okay, so you swoop down and try and grab the guy out of the hand?
Yeah.
All right, why don't you roll a...
D20?
Roll a D20, and we'll do this with dexterity.
Dexterity will be plus... 11 plus 1, 12.
12. All right, so you swoop down and you grab the little guy by his shirt and pull, but the ogre's got a good grip on him, and so now he's kind of stretched between you. The ogre's holding his shirt, you're holding the other part of his shirt, and you guys are kind of stretched and stuck.
Like,
and the ogre doesn't like this, and he takes his club and he swings at you, and now you need to do a dexterity saving throw.
Keep running.
Yeah, and I'm going to roll and see if you can beat. I have 12, 16.
Plus 1,
okay, so
17.
So he swings and you dodge it. So you're still stuck there with him.
So that was the ogre's turn swinging at me.
Well, there's no initiative right now. It's not a battle yet. This is more just actions.
Okay. I'm going to jump up. Wait. You're low enough that I can jump on too.
No, but I'm, like, hovering above his, like, I'm flying above his head.
Yeah,
like,
ogre is standing here. He's holding on to the little man in the hat and, like, going like this because Hux is up there pulling him and trying to fly away with him.
Okay.
But they're kind of stuck.
I have a rope, so I'm going to ride around with the rope and try to trip him.
Trip the ogre? So you're going to wrap up the ogre's legs?
Yeah.
All right, why don't you roll a d20? We'll see how that goes. And we'll do
dexterity.
Yeah, we'll do that plus... We'll do this one plus strength, because this is a big ogre.
Ooh.
Plus three. Yeah. 12 plus 3
15.
Is... 15. Yeah. So you wrap up the ogre, and he pivots and falls down, and when he does that, he lets go of the little guy. And the little guy is holding the golden egg. And so when he pops free, the guy lets go of the egg. The ogre falls to the ground. He's all wrapped up in his legs. And the egg is now falling towards the ground, this big golden egg.
I fly down and try to grab it from safety.
Okay, dexterity. Do a dexterity, yeah.
You should
kind of,
like, play volley.
9 plus 1, 10.
10? 5. Okay, so you are able to swoop down, and with one hand, you got the guy in one hand, and with your other hand, you swoop down and catch the egg. And right when you catch it, it starts to crack.
Whose turn is it? Yours, but you can't.
This is still kind of free action, so you guys can do.
I want to go.
Yeah, you can go because
I want to. So I'm still holding on to the rope while I'm doing this, but I'm gonna yell down, toss the egg down, and
I don't think that's a good idea. Well, it's
no,
like cracking.
I'm gonna yell up, toss the man down.
I toss the man down.
Yeah.
Okay, so you toss the man down. How high are you when he?
I'm about like.
So the
40 feet off the gun.
40 feet? All right. You're going to have to roll a dexterity saving throw to catch this guy who's falling from 40 feet. Yeah.
So plus 2.
Mm-hmm. 14.
16.
Okay. So he falls and you catch him. So you got the rope of the ogre in one hand. He's kind of kicking and wiggling and you catch the guy. And now Hux is just flying there with this golden egg and it's starting to crack. And the ogre says, "Hey, it's me!" The egg's still cracking.
I fly down to the ogre and give him the egg and then just, like, run.
You fly down and give him the egg?
Yeah.
Okay, so you fly down and you give the ogre the egg and it continues to crack and then you see a beak pop out. And then the beak kind of goes, and then it burps, and a fireball comes flying out of the beak. And the ogre's like, my egg!
Remember, I like fly away.
Oh, so you fly away? How far away?
I'm like to Gus.
Okay, so you guys are now next to each other.
Yeah, and I ride. I was like, give the rope to Hooks, and I ride and try and so he's like this.
It's like in my mouth. The rope in my mouth.
Yeah. Okay. And he's like this, and we're over here. we're over here. He's like this with the egg.
Mm-hmm.
And I ride around him to see what's up, what the egg is.
The ogre's still pretty mad because you wrapped him up. And so
actually,
if you get close, as you get close, he takes a big swing at you. You're not quite there yet. So he just swings out in front of you. And the egg keeps hatching. And now a little head pops out and you see that it's a baby dragon.
Wait, what kind of dragon?
You can't really make it out, but you can see it's a baby dragon. It's got scales, and he just burped a fireball. And the ogre says, my egg!
I speak dragonic to it. So they're like baby dragon.
Okay, what do you say?
Can I open my mouth and like let the rope fall out? Because I can't talk with something in my mouth.
Sure, what do you say?
I say, what kind of dragon are you? What's your name?
And this is a newborn dragon, so it just goes, blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah. But
and when he burps, he singes the shirt that the ogre's wearing. And the ogre's like, woo! And puts it out.
No, but like, dragonic, baby dragons are named Wormling, and they can only speak dragonic.
Yeah, but it doesn't speak anything because it just was born.
Oh, okay.
So while you guys are there in this kind of awkward situation, you still have the rope. You were getting close, but now you took a step back. You guys hear horse hooves behind you. And it's like six horses. And you turn around and you see these armed soldiers on horses. And there's one that's out in front. He's got a banner behind him. And he's a kind of a purple orcish warrior. And he says, halt! That is the egg that is the son of Prince Nebulon.
I go up and show him that my monstrosity size and like...
Okay, so you do an intimidation?
Yeah,
what do you have on your intimidation on here?
Intimidation?
In this little box. Do you have anything?
Intimidation. What is intimidation?
Oh. It's right here. So you don't have any numbers. So just roll an intimidation check. Let's see how much... You know what intimidation means?
20!
Whoa, okay. Yeah, so you get super big and ridgy and just... And these knights are all kind of like, whoa!
Frightful Prince is what it's called.
Okay.
Frightful
yeah,
Prince.
Everyone, all of these horse-mounted soldiers take a few steps back, except for the one that's in front. And you can tell he's a little scared, but he's like their commander. And he says, halt! That egg is property of the king! And the ogre goes, Meg!
I ride over while he's saying that, and I'm like, oh, where are you guys from?
So when you ride over, all of the knights draw their swords, and they're all now leveling swords right at your face. Six of them have swords. Yeah, because you're riding towards them. They don't know who you are. They all just go, shing, stop right there.
And I go.
Oh, yeah,
my
you're
horse
on your
goes,
horse.
Hmm.
And you stop.
Okay. I let the Cyclops free so it can like get out of there and then like use my claw and see if I can like claw him to like make an entrance for him to like
for the knights?
Like one of the knights. I claw one of the knights so it's a path.
Okay, so the ogre is behind you. He's tied up, you were holding the rope, you let go of the rope. You're right next to the ogre, holding the rope. Gus rode at these six mounted warriors and then stopped because they all drew his swords on him and said, stop, that's the son of the king. And so you're going to attack the knights.
Why?
Yeah, to make a path for you to escape.
But
who's trying to escape? He's not escaping. He was riding over to him to ask him a question, but they're like,
yeah.
They don't know who you guys are.
And I just like go like this.
Because my claw is on it to, like, be able to talk to it. So I just go
claws
like
on what?
The rope.
The rope.
I go like... I like take my claw.
Okay.
Wait, are you... Do you want the orc to have the egg or the knight?
I want the ogre to have the egg.
I don't, though. I want the knights to have the egg. I want it to...
I give you, like, a snark of curiosity. Like, you really want an orc to have an egg?
So you still have the little man in your other hand, by the way. You have the rope in one hand. You have the little man in the other hand. Or no, you caught the little man.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you have him. Okay. And the little man sees the knights, and the knights see him.
Oh, no, they're talking about the little man. He's this one.
No, the knights look at the little man, and they say, Thaddeus, we knew you were behind this. You're coming with us. You're under arrest. And he's in your arms going, like, kicking and trying to get away.
It's better for us to survive than, like, a little man who, like, tricked a cyclops.
So what are you going to do?
I'm going to hand the little man to the knight.
Okay. So you hand the little man to the knight.
To the leader.
Yeah, so the leader, you hand him up, the leader grabs him by the scruff of the shirt and then passes him to one of his guardsmen, and the guardsman wraps him up in chains and throws him over the back of the horse, and he says, all right, we captured him, but we still need that egg, and they start to take some steps towards you, and they all have their swords drawn.
I say, we don't have the egg.
They say, we see it, the ogre has it right there.
It's better for acid
all over the... Because I'm a black dragon.
Yeah.
I blow acid.
Yeah.
No, let me have...
And I blow acid all over the knights.
All right.
I don't think you want to do that. I want to talk to the knights to make them go away. I say, I think it's better for...
Did you do that or did you not do that? If you did it, you got to roll.
I'm not going to do it.
I say, I think it's better for the baby dragon to go back into the wilderness than stay with the king.
But it's the king's son.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and it's the queen, king
the guard
dragon?
Says, that's the egg of the king. It was stolen. Move aside. And they start coming right at you guys. They have their swords drawn.
I say, wait, what is the king? Like, is it a human? Is it, like, a dragon?
It's probably a dragon.
He said, it's the king of Zebulon up on the mountain. What are you, peasants? Don't you know anything? And they're still coming at you.
This is our first day here. We don't really know much about this place.
Well, then stand aside and let us capture that ogre and take back our egg.
But, is the king a dragon?
The knight is tired of you guys. He draws a sword... And he is coming right at you with his sword drawn.
I got it. Can I just, like, fly, like, above him? So, like...
So you take off, and you're flying above him?
Yeah. Now that...
You're still holding the rope of the Cyclops? He's coming up, too?
He dropped the rope.
Dropped the rope?
Yeah, to let...
No, I still have the rope, but yeah. I'm, like... The Cyclops, like, I make the Cyclops, like, stand back up, like, wobbling.
So you do have the rope?
Yeah, I do have
the
rope. I'm gonna get...
So while you guys...
I agree that the egg should be back to the king, so I'm gonna get back, and I'm gonna, like be like I'm a knight. I'm gonna get into the crowd.
These guys are so impatient. They are coming through, you guys. You are up in the air, flying up above the ogre. You're still holding onto his rope. The ogre is still holding the egg, and he's still wrapped up on his legs. And he sees the knights coming, and he starts swinging his club at them. And when he does that, it jerks you out of balance, and you let go of the rope. And the ogre trips and falls, and the egg falls, hits the ground, cracks open, and now the baby dragon is completely free. And it's just sitting there, and he is... in front of the ogre, below you, and the knights are riding up at you.
Can I, like, swoop down super fast and see if I can, like, grab it?
Grab the baby? Yeah. You roll a 20? That's a dexterity.
6 plus 2, 8.
I rolled a 2. So I think you swoop down and you pick up the baby dragon. And so now you got the baby dragon. You're flying up above the knights and they say, stop! And Gus has kind of faded back into the crowd, is what it sounds
like.
No,
I'm with the knights. Like,
you're with the knights?
I agree that it should
okay,
be.
Okay, well, okay, you're in with the knights. When he picked up the dragon, they take out their bows, and now they're leveling arrows, and they're
wait, what did you say again? Was it, like, the sun or something? Did you say
And
the
while
sun?
You're talking, they fire an arrow at you. So there's an arrow flying right at you. What
Can
do you
I
do?
Dodge?
Sure, do a dexterity saving throw.
10 plus 2 is 12.
9. So you dodge out of the arrow, and they're loading more.
I fly down and hand it.
And the commander says, stop, you fools, you'll hit the baby. And so they stop.
And I slow down and says, so it's the sun. And then I hand it to them.
Mm-hmm. So you hand it to them, and the guards say, seize these fools! And they put you in chains, and they take you with them.
I'm still on my horse.
Yeah, they... Okay, if you guys want to resist arrest, each of you roll a strength check to see if you can resist
arrest.
Plus 2.
Mine's plus 3.
Mine plus 2. Yeah, so you overpower them. They're still trying to tie you up, though. What do you do? 9. So they get you. So you're chained up.
No, I got a 19.
That's a 9.
No, see?
I hit you with my dice. It was a 9, and then I had a 19.
But 9 plus 3.
I know, but I had a 19. Okay. This makes it more interesting anyway. So while you are resisting arrest and break free, they put Gus in chain. What's your character's name?
Drake.
But, so they put Drake in chains.
But we go by dark. Or dirt. Whatever. I forget. We can go
Can
by
I call you Drake? And what's your name?
Ryul.
Ryul. Okay. So you've kind of broken free from being arrested, but you've been chained up by these guys.
Can I...
They don't know who you are, but all you've been is a problem. You've gotten in the way. You tried to steal the egg. They don't know who you guys are. They're arresting you. They're the knight's guards.
Can I do a multi-attack?
If you want.
Okay, so that means I do 3 attacks. 1 with my bite and 2 with my claws.
Okay, who are you attacking?
The knights.
The knights.
So Gus doesn't go to jail. So.
Okay, so the commander's up front. He's holding the baby egg.
Don't...
There's 5 other knights, and 2 of them have been tangling up with him, and they've got him in chains. Who are
I'm
you attacking?
I'm going to bite the commander, and then slash whoever was trying to get Gus in chains. Like, 2.
Okay, what is your attack?
I'm going to say this... attack.
Okay, but what's the first one?
Bite.
And what is the... How do you determine your bite attack? Is
so
it a
my
D2?
Bite attack as I roll or a D20.
A D20?
Yeah. So like to see if that gets past the
the AC.
Class.
Yeah. Okay.
AC.
This is the captain of the knight's guard, so he has a 16 AC, which I don't have to roll. You have to beat a 16. What'd you get?
15 plus 0.
15?
Yeah.
Okay, so that doesn't hit him. What are the other two?
Claws. 2 claws.
At who?
The guys who are trying to chain up.
Okay. And those guys are less. They've got a 10 AC.
Okay.
And we'll just do 1 for both of them.
3. 1 doesn't hit. The 1, 12 doesn't hit. Wait, that one hits.
So you take 1 swat at one of the guys. And what is your claw damage?
1d4.
He takes 2 damage.
And he takes 2 damage, okay.
No, wait. Oh, that's +2. So he takes 4.
Okay. I think he's only got 10 hit points, so he's down to 8. And he gets
and
knocked
down
on his...
to 6.
With, oh, you had four? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so he gets knocked backwards on his butt. They still have him wrapped up. And now,
well, he
now that you guys have attacked, they're
the chain is broken.
They're gonna fight. So now we're gonna roll initiative.
But I'm behind. He's like, I'm unchained.
You're still chained. I think you're on the ground.
He went like this. He scratched.
I clobbered the guy to a hole.
Yeah, there were two guys that had you chained up, and they were there next to you. He knocked one of them down, but you're still chained up. So we'll get you unchained. I am super hungry.
I'm not.
Okay, what's initiative here?
15,
17.
So I'm gonna treat all of the knights as one, just to keep it simple.
What?
Are you hungry?
And I'll have APB in there.
And Gus doesn't have initiative yet because you have to rescue him somehow in the process of this.
Okay, so
what did you roll? 15. Okay, so the knights, all six of them, well, the commander's there, he's holding on to the dragon egg. The one that didn't get knocked down is holding on to you by the chains, and you can try and break free here in a second. And so there are four left that all have bows aimed at you, and they all fire at once. But I'm going to treat it all as one attack. So what's your AC?
14.
16. So this gets through.
So I take...
I have to roll for... I'm going to roll a D4 for each... Or I'm sorry, a D8 for each...
That's a D6.
You got it. A D6 for each of the four arrows, okay? So you take 1, 5, 6, 7, 8... 9. You take 9 hits.
That's 43 minus 9. 24.
Okay, can you write that on your sheet in a little light 24. Pencil? Okay, Gus, while all this is going on, do you want to try and break free your chains?
Yeah, so he's holding his bow like, wait, oh, there's four of them.
Yeah,
so,
four holding on to bows, one holding on to you, and the commander's got the dragon egg.
Wait, but where's the guy?
The little guy?
Yeah.
He's on the back of one of the horses, just tied up.
So I'm gonna knock the guy with the chain off his horse.
He's down on the ground with you. Oh no, you were on the horse. They got you off your horse. He's standing next to you.
My horse is standing next to you.
Your horse is standing next to you.
I tell my horse to knock the other horse to the next thing, and then I'm gonna try and jump onto the
horse and ride. Okay, let's see if you can jump onto your horse and have him ride away. Do a dexterity roll. Additional dexterity?
Plus two?
Yeah. So 11. 13. I think you jump up on the horse and it starts riding away, but you don't make it completely out of harm's way.
So
and now it's your...
Yeah, I'm free, but...
Here, roll a strength check. Let's see if you can break out of the... They have you tied up. 10
plus
13. Yeah, so and you also go... and you break out, and let's make 13 be your initiative as well. So now it's your turn in the order.
So I am going to see if I can, like, multi-attack again.
Do you get a multi-attack on every attack?
Oh, no, I can only do that, like,
once per short rest?
One per battle.
Okay, so you use your
multi-attack. So I'm going to do my... Acid Breath.
Okay. Acid. Who are you going to attack?
I'm going to see if I can, like...
Spray all of them.
Spray two of them. Two of them, like, but not the needle.
Okay, why don't you roll what is... They have a AC of 10, so see if you can beat 10. Okay, and then what is your acid attack damage?
Plus 2, 9.
9. Alright, so these guys both get hit by acid and they are severely hurt.
And they're
at one. Yeah, so they are severely hurt. They are basically out of the battle, and they kind of fall to the ground.
They're the two ones behind the guard, and I ride up.
Yeah, now it's your turn.
I ride up by the big leader.
Mm-hmm.
I steal the baby egg and ride. I steal the baby dragon. I ride. You have a pouch on you, right? Or some kind
I'm
of.
I'm a dragon. I just have a saddle.
Okay, so you have to see if you steal it or not. Let's do a strength check. You have to roll against the commander's strength to see if you steal.
What's the commander's strength?
Well, the commander's going to try and fight you, so.
What's the commander's strength?
20.
Oh.
But you have a plus 3. Oh, 20, so that's a match. So we'll say that you are able to break the baby out of his grasp, and you start riding away with it. So now it's four soldiers.
No,
two of them are hurt.
Yeah.
Badly enough that they're like on the ground. Their horses also went down. And you guys are now facing them. The little guy is still on the back of their horse. The ogre has run away.
No, I wanted to give the baby thing.
This campaign, I think we need to.
Hux is on the ogre side. Well, the ogre, he ran away in the midst of all this as soon as the rope dropped. He's somewhere in the town, but he got away. And now it's just the two of you holding the baby dragon egg facing four soldiers. They have two of them hurt. And I think they take their bows and they aim at you again and they fire two arrows at each of you. So what is your 15 and your 13? Mm-hmm. Or you're both 13? 15, 13. Ooh, 20. So they hit both of you guys. Well, each of you guys get hit by... All right, this is your damage. Actually, both of you take... One, 4. So you guys take 4 each.
So 20.
24 minus 4?
20.
I'm at 14.
Okay, make sure you note it on your sheet. And now, Hux, it's your turn.
I'm going to do slowing breath.
Slowing breath?
So, like, a super, like, when they try to, like, run, they'll, like, if they try to run, they'll, like, they go super slow, so it's easy for us to get them.
Okay. How do we determine if that hits? Is that an against armor thing?
It's, like, a breath thing.
All right, well, let's see if you get through their... Their armor is 10, so see if you can outroll a 10.
10?
Plus... What is it if you match the armor class? Does it hit?
It
okay.
Hits.
So you breathe the slow breath. Roll your d20 to see how much it slows them down.
14.
All right. So these guys are about to get another attack off at you, and you hit them with the breath.
They
slow way down. So now what do you guys do? You have all of them are in super slow-mo.
I'm like riding around knocking them all down.
So you ride around and knock them all down?
Yeah.
Okay, why don't you...
I turn...
Yeah, roll...
No, I throw the baby dragon up to here. It lands on the saddle. It's like doing nothing. And then you grab back and grab it. And then I... Free to go ride. I have nothing fragile on me, and so I can.
So you knock them all down.
Yeah.
All right.
And
these
I
guys are in no way to even defend you. You chop them.
I chop them. Yeah. With my
all right. That's gonna be against AC. I'm gonna give them. All right. They're 10 AC. Roll to see, and you're gonna chop every one of
they
them.
They have disadvantage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They go slow.
But this is not a check. It's against their armor.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're going to murder all of the slow motion knights with a 16. So you chop them all down. Okay, so you guys just killed all of the knight, all of the king's guard, and you're holding the baby dragon.
He is.
I say, let's go to the king.
Yeah, you're like, let's go to the king. But we still have the leader to defeat.
No, you got all of them.
Oh, we did?
Okay. Yeah, you guys.
Go to the king.
Go to the king. So you're in this town.
Oh, over here.
You're out in front of the hotel. All this took place in the square.
Yeah.
So let's see on this map here. Where's Phandalin? Phandalin's there. I think that the king lives in Neverwinter. And that is pretty far.
I can fly at 40 feet.
I mean, I think that's at least a couple day journey. That's
okay.
So that's what you guys are gonna go do?
Yeah. I say hop on my saddle.
But what do I do with the horse?
Your horse?
Yeah.
Oh, you can ride it, right?
Yeah, I'm gonna ride my horse.
Okay, so you guys set out for Neverwinter. The ogre got away. The little man is just on the back, and I think he actually runs away too, and all the guards got hacked. So those guys disappear into the crowd, and now it's just the two of you and the dragon, and you guys decide to set out for Neverwinter.
We're here. 2 days later, we're
okay,
here.
Okay, so... All right. Hold on, little music maker. When you guys get about here, you... have been hearing commotion on the trail, like other people, other travelers, people are whispering and people are talking about the news, and they're like, have you heard? Did you hear that the king's son was kidnapped, and then the king's guard went to try and save him, and they all got murdered, and the king's son is still missing? I wonder what's gonna happen. And you keep riding and you see trees with posters for a little gold egg, and it says, have you seen this egg? And there's missing posters all over the trees. And then when you get about here, you see two trees, and they have wanted posters, and it's both of your pictures are on it. Wanted for the kidnap of the king's dragon egg and murder of the king's guard.
I said, well,
just scratch this.
And it's a picture of your face, so you guys pull off the trail and you make a plan. What is your plan?
I knock the trees down.
Okay, you knock down the trees?
That's a good to be continued.
And then, okay, that is a good to be continued. We're gonna do TBC. So just to recap, you guys heard a commotion in the street. Mm-hmm. There was an ogre that was holding a little man. The little man had an egg that he had stolen from the ogre that the ogre thought was his. And then you guys rescued the little guy. The ogre still had the egg. And then the king's guards came and said, stop! That is the son of the king! And you guys got into a big altercation with them that eventually ended with you killing all of the guardsmen and taking the egg. And now you guys are on the trail to Neverwinter to visit the king, but you're also wanted for the kidnap of the king's son.
Can we just do one more thing?
I think we're all about to eat. And I think that is a good stopping point.
I want
to
do just one more thing.
I think that's it for now.
Okay.